An outside source breaches the computer system at Heartland Community College, putting online classes on pause.
So they are going through this with a fine-tooth comb, making sure that there are no signs that any of that data was breached.
That's Heartland spokesperson Steve Fast. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Wednesday, October 7th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now, let's lead off with how Heartland Community College officials have had to suspend online classes as they investigate an online security breach. More from Eric Stock.
Heartland spokesperson Steve Fast says Normal police are also investigating the breach that the school's IT staff discovered Monday. He says the school and its IT vendors have bolstered security in recent months as the pandemic has made anyone doing more business online a bigger target.
More people are working online. There is more data that is being passed back and forth, so it is a larger target for malicious actors.
Fast says it appears no student or personnel data were compromised.
But of course, you have to be incredibly thorough. So they are going through this with a fine-tooth comb, making sure that there are no signs that any of that data was breached. And of course, if it were, then we would take actions to contact those people.
Fast says he's not aware the perpetrators have made any ransom demands or if they were just troublemakers.
Sometimes these attempts are multifaceted. There could be a bunch of different goals that the outside actors have. They could be, you know, as you say, troublemakers. They could be seeking monetary gain. They could be trying to gather data.
The incident is at least the second involving an Illinois community college this year. In April, Illinois Valley Community College's servers shut down soon after COVID-19 closed the campus and shifted classes online. Hackers locked the Oglesby College out of its own networks. In that case, hackers left a message demanding cash for ransom. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The McLean County Health Department reported 43 new confirmed coronavirus cases Tuesday. The county's testing positivity rate climbed to 3.4%. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth is asking her Republican colleagues to reconsider their support for Amy Coney Barrett in light of the judge's ties to an organization that has publicly opposed some types of fertility treatments. And the McLean County Health Department says a second bird has tested positive for West Nile virus this fall. The latest was found in the Lexington area. Find more on these stories and others at WGLT.org. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis and his Democratic challenger Betsy Jerkson-Londrigan talked about health care, the COVID-19 pandemic, racial justice, and a lot more in a one-hour debate this week in Champaign. Jim Meadows reports.
It was a debate heavily seasoned with talking points. Both Davis and Jerkson-Londrigan have collected plenty of them, some dating back to their previous 13th district election contest in 2018. That's when Jerkson-Londrigan first established a major theme of her campaign, framing a call for access to health care in the context of her son's battle with Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
And I know every day of my life that if we had not had access to good medical care, I would be a mom of two and not three. And if we hadn't had good insurance, it would have bankrupted our family. So making sure that every person has access to quality, affordable care is my number one concern.
Another Jerkson-Londrigan talking point is mentioning Congressman Davis's vote for a failed attempt to repeal the Affordable Care Act 3 years ago. Our 12 votes, as the Springfield Democrat described it last night, Davis said all but one of those votes were procedural ones that didn't affect the final outcome, and they were in service of a Republican replacement bill he says would have preserved a key provision of the ACA.
The one vote that counted protected pre-existing condition coverage for every single American because it's personal to me. My wife's a 21-year cancer survivor, and every single time Betsy Londrigan and her corporate PAC-funded allies like Big Pharma come after me and they say that I want to get rid of pre-existing conditions, that's an attack on my wife. It's an attack on my family.
Linking his own health care proposals to his wife's battle with cancer is one of Davis's major campaign themes. Another is promoting bipartisanship. The Taylorville Republican said a lack of bipartisan planning was the real reason for the Trump administration's slow progress against the coronavirus.
Not one time in my 7.5 years as your congressman has anybody come to me and said, we need to address a national stockpile issue. We need to work on pandemic response. That's got to change in the future. And that's why I've introduced a bill to create a coronavirus commission to Monday morning quarterback this thing to death after it's over.
For Dirks and Londrigan, the failure belonged to the Trump administration, which she says failed to coordinate with state efforts.
Well, with no national plan in place, states were pitted against one another, frantically trying to figure out where they could get protective gear for their essential workers, where they could get testing, how they could build it. We have to do better, and we can do better, and we should have done better.
Dirks and Londrigan said the nation could also do better in the area of police reform and racial justice. The Democrat called for more police training to handle interactions with people with mental illness or addiction problems, but also so officers could identify their own implicit racial bias.
We have to address the message, though, that has been brought up by the protests because it's so important. It's about knowing and seeing that racism exists in every corner of our society.
Davis said he saw the same problems and believed they could have been addressed by a Republican bill that Democrats quashed in the Senate. I'm Jim Meadows.
You can hear this full hour-long debate between Davis and Londrigan tonight at 7 on WGLT. Read the rest of that story now at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, the McLean County Board's Finance Committee meets today at 4:30, and the Bloomington Technology Commission meets at 4. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute now at WGLT.org.